Hi, welcome to the first episode of this podcast. Like I said earlier, this podcast is to enlighten independent artists that are willing to learn how to make money from their music. My name is Kenny Fashipe, your host. Today we'll be answering a question, and the question is it realistic to make money from music? I've had a lot of people discuss this issue, and a lot of people have their own opinion. Some struggling artists argue that making money from your music is not possible unless you sell your soul or you deal in drugs. Of course, making money from music is not that easy, but I tell you, it is not impossible. A lot of people have made millions of money from their music without doing anything illegal. I'm a witness to that. The fact remains that every talented and serious musician should be making money from his or her music. Yeah, that's the truth. Though you may not be making millions of dollars like the big artists or like the popular musicians, but do you know what? You don't have to be a completely broke musician. And who says that you can't even make millions? People are making it, so why can't you make it? Please don't be deceived. Not all rich and successful musicians are drug dealers. That's not true. Many of them are fortunate to know the way, and that's the reason why they are making good money from their music. And you are also fortunate to listen to this podcast today. Yeah, you are fortunate to listen to this podcast today because it will expose you to some hidden secrets of great success in your music career. And if you are one of those people that believe that making money from music is impossible, then you better stop making music. Maybe you shouldn't even be listening to this podcast at this time, because it's not meant for you. If you are one of those people who will agree with me and believe me that everyone that is making good music and is serious about it should be making good money or should be making money, then you are right on track. There was a music business summit a couple of years ago. One of the speakers, a music business coach from Australia called Dimitra, he said something that can really help independent musicians achieve their goals in their music career. Dimitra was asking all the experts to put forward their knowledge on how musicians can create income, build a business from their music, and earn a full-time living as a musician. That means if you are making great materials and you are prepared to work hard, you should be able to make money from your music. If you are making good music and you are not earning anything or you don't earn any income from the music, then you should know that something is wrong. You should think that, okay, why are others making it and I'm not making it? According to a friend of mine, he said there can be two reasons why your music is not selling. Either your music is not yet at the point where it is artistically appealing to enough people to enable you earn an income, or you are doing something wrong in your packaging, promotion, your marketing, your sales. Something is not just right. So if you are here, you are listening to me right now, you are an independent artist and you are not making any income presently, because I know a lot of musicians that are not making a cent from their music. If you belong to that category, you need to sit down and listen to this podcast because it's going to help you. And I want you to know that there's something that you are not doing right. What I'm saying is this: you don't have to be making millions. Of course, some people are making millions. But even if you are not making millions, you should be making money from your music no matter what. A steady income of $100 to $200 per week is enough for you to take care of some things. Now, talking about good music, because I was talking about if you make good music and you are serious about it, let's look into that. Talking about good music here. Good music does not refer to your genre of music, the style of the music. It doesn't matter if your music is fast, danceable, or is a cappella. It doesn't really matter the style or the kind of music you make. Good music is about music that is rich in creativity, the music that is well recorded and well mastered. I'll be talking about this later. One thing I want you to know is that good music is not good enough to get you money. Please, let's get that right. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that once you are able to make good music, you'll be making money, because some people will be asking, well, my music is good, but why am I not making money? One thing is that people need to know about your music before they can buy it. Let's look at it this way. You have a nice product, a very beautiful and attractive product you want to sell. And in order to have anyone buy your product, they need to be aware of that product. They need to see it. They need to know that you have a product that is good. If you keep that product in your room, no matter how beautiful or how good that product is, nobody knows about it and no one buys it. That's the truth. So if you are talented, being talented and letting people know your talent, they are two different things. You can be so good, your music can be so good, but people don't know about it, you won't sell. That is one of the reasons some music are not selling, or some musicians are not making money from their music. Okay, let's think about this. There is something very significant about music that is selling, and that is the artist is known. He or she is very popular. He or she already gathered some fans. They know him, and that's why they are buying his music. Have you ever wondered why some talented musicians don't get the recognitions they deserve? Why others that are not talented at all, or that are less talented, get enough exposure and they are seen everywhere in all the right places? One of the most common reasons is that those successful musicians know how to handle the business side of the music industry. This podcast is going to expose you to different business methods that have worked for people, that is still working, and even some ideas that you might not have considered at all. I'm not saying I have all the ideas or I know it all, but from the little I know, by the time I start exposing you to some things, you also will start getting some ideas, and you will help yourself to start writing them down, go over it, and you will discover that you have new things. Some new creative ideas will be coming, which will help you. About 2 years ago, I read an article online by Harry Hestand. This guy interviewed 10 independent artists that claimed they figured out what worked and what didn't work. They claimed they adapted and figured out how they could use their talents to make a living. According to this interview, these guys made millions of dollars from their music every month. One of them, Ron Pope, said he made it a point of duty to do everything readily available. He made sure he registered all his music with BMI. He made sure that all the sound exchange knows where his music were. He also checked and made sure that his music were available for sales or for streaming on all the streaming and sales platform websites that people use. All of them. He wasn't just picking, handpicking any platform that he knows that people are using. He made sure his music was available. This guy, Ron Pope, said he was not signed by any label. He is a solo artist. He has no other job. His only music he's doing. And he's doing well and making his money steadily. Let's just think about that. Some people will say, how is that possible? Now, this is a guy that is very serious with his music. He knows that he has nothing else to do except this music, and he decides to just face it. And that is why he's making money. He's not the only one. There are so many artists, so many people out there making money through their music. Even there are some artists you don't know. They are not that very known. They are not making millions, but they are making thousands of dollars just because they have good music, they are serious about it, they know how to make money with their music. So if you wonder where the majority of artist revenue comes from, how do artists build a financial stable career from their music, and how you also can start making money from your music, follow me to the next episode. Drop me a message if you have any question. Send your email to podcast@kennyfashipe.com.ng. podcast@kennyfashipe.com.ng. Please don't keep this information to yourself. Do your friend a favor by sharing this with him. Thanks for your time and thanks for listening. See you again on next episode. Bye for now.